Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Daryl Holiday. Sometimes instant gratification is a good thing, especially when the subject's your low pH soil. You need your ag lime to go to work instantly. Pelletized lime from MK Minerals does just that. We grind it into a fine powder, then granulate it. So like an IV for your soil, Pell Lime from MK Minerals is that instant shot of what your winter wheat needs this fall. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com.
Well, the cattle complex is geared to open on a mixed basis today as specs and commercials position ahead of feedlot cash business. Hog futures should begin moderately lower this morning, checked by spillover selling and softening product demand. Well, time's running out for short-bought cattle buyers, and we expect to see at least moderate trading sometime between late morning and mid-afternoon. Asking prices should remain firm at $122 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures seem set to open on a mixed basis as traders engage in follow-through selling and short covering prior to the surfacing of feedlot cash trading. Now, on the hog trade, it seems to be stable at least a bit yesterday, and it will be interesting to see if such bottom building potential can be meaningfully extended. On the grains, more daily export sales and bullish weekly export numbers supported the crop markets yesterday, but soybeans finished higher, corn lower, and the wheat was mixed, as Friday's USDA reports likely inhibited buying. Analyst surveys favor USDA raising corn and soybean production today and raising ending stocks from the July numbers. The report lands about 11 o'clock this morning in our part of the country. Also in play today was the final day of the week, long run by many index funds of moving their longs out of September contracts. Wheat markets finished mixed with soft red winter and soft red winter lower and coming to the rest at the 20-day average, but well below other key averages. Kansas City September hard winter closed on par with its 20-day average. Over on the corn. Well, corn futures closed a little more than a penny lower yesterday, despite solid weekly export sales for both old and new crop supplies. The December futures remained confined to a narrow 6 cent range of the past week and under key moving averages. They remain near oversold territory on technical charts with an RSI of 35.5. Soybeans finished about a penny and a half to 5 cents higher yesterday, nearby months after the daily and weekly export sales. For the third straight day, new crop November was unable to push past chart resistance at the 20-day average near $9.90. We'll check futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, live cattle August was down 82 cents yesterday at 116.02. October down 37, 114.55. August feeder cattle down a dollar at 148.72. And September down 152 at 146.97. October hogs down 55 cents yesterday, 58.42. And December was down a dollar at the close, 54.35. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City up a half penny for September, 4.12 and a quarter. December was up a quarter penny at 438. September wheat Chicago down 5.5 at 416 and a quarter. December's down 4.5 at 437. September corn down 1.5 at 321. December down 1.25 at 331 and three quarters. September soybeans up 3.25 at 1001 and three quarters. And November up 1.75 at 984. On the cotton futures, October up 26, 71.53. And December's up 35, 72.21. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.